Oh, boy. It is panic time for the Denver Broncos. Wow. Wow. I am so frustrated with last night's game. I don't even know where to start it, Angel. I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, obviously the game itself, all of the game, was awful. And another opportunity for the Broncos to be on national television, kind of, on Amazon Prime, and at least a primetime type game. And another embarrassment. And here we go again, Angel. What we talked about the narrative surrounding this team every single week. There's always something colossal right now. Broncos lose this one 12-9. Not a touchdown scored in this game. And instead of I'm just gonna go back to the main thing. Before the Broncos go down to try to get a touchdown to win this game in overtime, you're driving down the field, you're up three, third down, you run the ball, whatever, you should. That way the clock goes down close to the two-minute warning, you kick a field goal, you go up six. The Colts showed there was nothing that showed us that they were going to go down and score a touchdown on this defense. And if they do, they do. You just take it. But instead, I don't know if Nathaniel Hackett called that play, if Russell Wilson audibled out of it, and it was a quick slant in the end zone, he throws a pick. The worst case scenario is that you come up empty there. And now you're up three, and the Colts get the ball back. They drive down, kick a field goal, and we're going to overtime. Week after week after week, it's something like this. This is worse than Vic Fangio. Seriously, do you remember a string of games like this where Fangio, every single week you just called, had to call out the play calling and the decision making? Oh, I'm pissed. We're beyond this, you know, oh, they might get it right. Can they fix it? Can they get this? Russell Wilson, who is that guy? I don't know who this guy is. Here's Nathaniel Hackett talking about, talking about that play in regulation. Here he is.
Yeah, we wanted to be sure that we were able to get a first down. So we were trying to give ourselves a play that could help us with that. We had been running the ball well there, so we went with a play action pass. And in that situation, obviously we don't want a turnover. We want to come away with the points. That would have helped us. And we were really working Jerry across the middle. And I don't think he was open. And then, we just slowly progressed. And, Russell thought he had a chance at it and ended up being a pick.
Who's that on? Obviously, the pick is on Russell Wilson. But what's with the play call there? You said you wanted a first down. You haven't shown much ability to get those first down. What was it? Third and what? Third and something. Third and fairly long. You haven't really shown an ability to get that. And yet you think, okay, we're going to play action this thing. We're going to give Russell Wilson an option. I mean, it was, what was it? It was third and four. Third and four. And you throw it into the end zone, going for a touchdown, going for the home run right there. That would have won the game. The game would have been over. You score a touchdown there. But Indianapolis had done nothing throughout that game to show you that they're going to go down, march it down the field, and score a touchdown on you. Third and four, why not run the ball? Run the ball, you don't get it. Worst case scenario, you go up six. And now, okay, we dare you to beat us. There was 2:13 left. If you run the ball, you bring it down to the two-minute warning. And now you're asking Matt Ryan, a very frustrated Matt Ryan, and a frustrated Indianapolis Colts offense, to go down and score a touchdown. I mean, Angel, they're 2-3, and we're five games into Nathaniel Hackett's head coaching career, and the calls for a new coach have never been louder. Vic Fangio coached the Denver Broncos for three seasons. Nobody was calling for Vic Fangio's job 5 weeks into the season. Same for Vance Joseph. Vance Joseph coached two seasons. Whether it's John Elway or George Payton, we wash, rinse, and repeat. Hire a new coach that's never done it before. Hire a new coach that's never done it before. Hire a new coach that's never done it before. And it's gotten I don't know if it's gotten progressively worse every time, because you could argue Vic was better than Vance. But I told you this in the offseason. There were rumblings out there, or grumblings, whatever, that Nathaniel Hackett's either going to be an innovator and change the game, or he's going to be a massive failure. And we are seeing the massive failure side right now.
Yeah, and you know, you look back at those two previous coaches, Vance and Fangio, and for Broncos fans, it was kind of like, okay, we know we're kind of in a transition period. We just lost Peyton Manning. We're looking for that next guy, so we're going to sign this guy, draft this guy. And you kind of just got comfortable in that cycle, just, okay, this is what it's going to be. Then this season comes, you get the new coach, you get the superstar quarterback, which everyone thought was going to be the biggest move of the offseason. You pay him all this money before he even takes a snap.
Yeah.
And now look where you're at.
Well, that move's looking terrible now, isn't it? I mean, you are. The Hackett thing, listen, you can fire him. What's he making? A few million dollars? You can fire him, move on. And that's what it is. But you're stuck with Russell Wilson pretty much. You're not trading him. Russ has got to be the biggest disappointment in the NFL right now. Not just for the Broncos. In the NFL, Nathaniel Hackett's still a young coach that you can at least give him that. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Texter here from Beginner's Luck. This has been my complaint this whole season. We think that establishing the run is 1 6-plus-yard run. Then we go back to the pass way too soon. We should have run the ball that whole drive. You're exactly right. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Third and four. And then in overtime, fourth and one. I mean, KJ Hamler's just as wide open as you can be. And you missed him. And you saw he freaked out at the end of the game. Why not? That was Broncos country last night. The ones that stayed. I was there last night. And I saw people leaving in droves before overtime. Overtime. Should be exciting, right? That game, I'm sitting next to a guy and it's like, you go for it on fourth and one, or do you take the tie? It's like, dude, a tie at this point's a loss. Because the way this game has gone, the fact that you're supposed to beat this team, the high expectations for Russell Wilson. I will say Russell at least showed some emotion last night at the end of the game. He said it's on him, and he sounds beaten down. I don't know who that is, but that's not Russell Wilson from Seattle. Here's Richard Sherman, post-game of that Amazon Prime game, talking about, boy, He was thinking about that Super Bowl, too. That missed opportunity with Super Bowl. Here's Sherman.
On the final play, you got to run the ball again. Like, I mean, I wish I had Marshawn up here. Like, 1 yard. You need 1 yard. Run the ball. Run the ball.
He's triggered.
All he has to do is run the football. Like, necessary criticism. I'm not, you know, I've said enough criticism for him. But God dang it, run the dang ball. Learn from your mistakes.
I don't. Can somebody fill me in? What is he referring to?
I'm confused. Have you been in this situation before?
Run the ball!
That's what we all felt. But even then, though, the play worked. The play call worked. So there's Nathaniel Hackett's credit. That play call worked. KJ Hamler was open. Wide open. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
No, he looked pretty clean.
There's no
white jerseys around him.
Oh, my gosh.
Easy walking to the end zone, and Russ just didn't even look his way. He did not turn his head to the right at all.
What's happening? What's happening here? Is Russ done? What? I've never seen anything like this.
It's not just that last play,
no.
The entire game.
No,
overthrowing, underthrowing,
and then
running out of sacks, getting sacked. Like, he was not good.
No, he was not good. And when he was good, he drops. They have the worst tight ends in the National Football League. The Broncos have the worst tight ends in the National Football League. There's no doubt in my mind about that. You know, I was going to do the good, the bad, the ugly, Angel. It's all ugly. I mean, it's all ugly at this point. I told you, if they lost this game, I'm coming in tomorrow, today, and we're pressing the panic button. We're hitting it hard. And you should. You absolutely should. You have to sit on this now. And guess what? You have another nationally televised game. Because Russell Wilson draws the eyes, right? So the Broncos were given all of these nationally televised games. What? The Monday Night Football game against Seattle. The Sunday night game was that against the Niners, right? And then Thursday night against the Colts. And now you got Monday night coming up.
They have Monday night against the Chargers, London game against Jacksonville, a Sunday night game against the Chiefs, and then a Christmas Day game against the Rams. That's four more games.
Yeah.
The Broncos are the only team, or one of the two teams, playing on TV.
Yeah. Dixon, Brady, that was so ugly, I actually feel kind of bad for Broncos fans. Normally, I like pouring salt into the wound, but I'm going to show some mercy. That's how bad we have gotten. Dixon is coming in. The arch nemesis of the show is saying, dude, I'm sorry. That's just... we were duped. We were duped. Nathaniel Hackett comes in, great guy, hugging everybody, loving everybody. And I still like the guy, still like Russell Wilson. I still like all the cheesiness. I do. But the play, that's what I care about. The play on the field is what I care about. And you signed this guy before you saw him play. And Pete Carroll in Seattle, like, that's the thing. Us as fans or whatever we are, we go, oh, Pete Carroll, no, we believe in Russ. It should have been on George Payton to sniff this one out. Why is Pete Carroll, why are they so quick to trade their franchise or to move on from their franchise quarterback? Pete Carroll's telling Seattle, hey, it's my system, bro. We won a Super Bowl with the Legion of Boom. We lost a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. We moved on and went with Geno Smith. And that's where we are at this point. That's on George Payton. This is on George Payton right now. You hire Nathaniel Hackett. You bring Russell Wilson in. Lonster is on the line. Lonster, give me something positive, man.
You know what? I'll tell you what. That was a pathetic game last night.
You were supposed to give me something positive, Lonster.
You know what? What's positive?
Nothing.
That's it. I mean, really, both teams really didn't look that good.
No.
Though.
Matt Ryan was awful.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win that game.
Yeah, and this is where Denver could have took advantage of him real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
and put it to this bad team to go try to win it with a touchdown rather than give it to him with a chance to go down and kick a field goal and tie it and go to overtime. As soon as we went to overtime, there's no way. I'm thinking, man, the momentum's gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we went into overtime, when the Indians kicked that field goal, I go, I think we may have just lost this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? There's one exciting thing. I'm going to the high school game tonight.
There you go, man. There's some positivity. We got a great... Well, listen, we got Greeley West, Greeley Central on tonight. Great Greeley rivalry. So that's big.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the Mountain View Northridge game tonight.
Enjoy some high school football.
You know what?
Go out and enjoy some high school football.
Really? And plus, maybe Loveland could pull an upset, or, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. Lonster, appreciate the call, man. B-Rad. President Biden, he sends a gif here. President Biden signs an executive order banning the Broncos from ever appearing on national television. I was listening to Good Morning NoCo, and I heard Brian say, I was so depressed after watching football, I turned on political talk. I turned on CNN and Fox. I turned on Bob Ross. That's what I got home late. Because I could not get out of the parking lot. Like, that's the worst thing. When you go to a Broncos game, it's amazing. The buildup is glorious. It's fantastic. And then you got to go home after a loss like that, and you're just stuck in the parking lot.
What was the atmosphere like leaving the stadium?
Oh, dude. Everybody was so pissed. I mean, you saw just depression amongst Broncos country. You could feel it, man. The loudest this crowd, I mean, they got loud. Trust me, this is a great crowd. Broncos fans, I'll give it to you. You guys are great, a great crowd. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. This texter from the 970, oh, it's from John. I think Russell Wilson also has a bad hip, just my opinion. I think something's wrong with Russ. That definitely. There's something there.
He was limited all week with a shoulder injury.
Yes.
He did say in his press conference they asked him about, because he did get checked for concussion protocol on that one play. He cleared that. And then, you know, he just still never really looked right.
No.
His throws are off.
He doesn't look right physically, but even the look, like, he's got the, what is that thing? The coat thingy? The giant coat over shoulder pad after he leaves the tent? Yeah. And just looks like a beaten down puppy. Dixon says, Brady, can you believe that Wilson still ended his press conference with another Broncos country let's ride? Russell loves him some Russell and is so full of himself he can't even read the temperature of the room. Yeah, I wouldn't have gone with let's ride there.
It was weird. He like says Broncos country and then walks off, and then you just hear let's ride.
Let's ride.
It's like he's trying to keep that going, but no one wants to ride right now.
Is he what do you call it? Toxic positivity? I mean, so Kyle Brandt. I'm a big Kyle Brandt fan. I love Good Morning Football on NFL Network. I watch it every morning. Here's what Kyle had to say about Russ.
I think Russell Wilson is one of the least authentic personalities we have in this league. I think Russell Wilson is a poser. And that doesn't mean he's a bad person. I actually think he's a good person. I think he tries to be something that he's not. And when you make the $245 million, you either got to be a really great guy with the locker room who loves you, or you got to be an amazing player. Brady, who makes half of what Russell's making, is both. Rodgers, MVP, Patrick Mahomes, both. Allen, people love him. He's amazing. Kyler, we'll find out. Russell Wilson, first of all, the NFL, the Broncos fan base has no history with him. They have no allegiance to him. This is not a Seahawks thing that they drafted him, they grew up with him, he's their guy. None of that. You know, I work the NFL honors. I work the red carpet. Kelsey comes by. Rodgers comes by. Russell Wilson shows up with his sunglasses and his wife, and they think they're Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they will literally put their hand up and say, no, we're not talking. Why? Because you think you're that cool, and you're that famous, and you're that amazing, and everything is so perfect. That does not work in a locker room unless you are really good or really, really good guy. It just doesn't work. $245 million, that can come unraveled fast. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're missing throws like that and you're putting up 9 points in a nationally televised game. Look out. This could come off the rails. It could.
It's off the rails right now. I mean, go back to that time, that day, where didn't we get the news on the air that the Broncos had traded for Russell Wilson? Because we just found out that Aaron Rodgers signed his contract with Green Bay, wasn't coming here. And I thought, oh, we're sticking with Drew then or something and going into the draft. And then it was out of nowhere for us that the Broncos announced that they traded for Russell Wilson. And it was like excitement. Everybody was pumped, ready to go. There was a little bit of a debate whether, you know, listen, I said this from the beginning. I didn't want to trade a bunch of draft picks for a quarterback. And then Russ kind of changed my mind a little bit. You know, you think, okay, it's two first rounders. You're not, you know, what, a second rounder? And you're losing Noah Fant and Drew Lock and Shelby Harris. Okay, all right. But Pete Carroll knew something we didn't. Pete Carroll knew something that we didn't. And here we sit, 2-3. You got the Chargers coming up next. You got a coach that just time after time seems to make the wrong decisions when it comes to crunch time. You got an offense. Listen, even that beautiful play that Cortland Sutton pulls up, what was that, in the third quarter? I don't know when that was. That was a bad play. You had two receivers in the same spot. Which means you had two defenders in the same spot. The referees, like, in the scrum, I think probably helps Cortland catch that ball.
Instead of pick play.
Yeah, and I think that was the play, Angel, and I may be wrong, but I think they missed that was the blocked field goal after that, wasn't it? Because I don't think we had anything to show for it. It's bad, guys. Listen, this is bad. You got a running back you don't trust because he fumbles it. You got a quarterback that's paid handsomely, one of the top paid quarterbacks in the league. And there's nothing. You got the worst tight end group in the NFL. You got a great, I think you do have a great defense. A lot of people are flipping out at me for saying that. But I think you do. You score a touchdown. You got to manage the game around your strengths, and your strengths are the defense. So kick the field goal. Kick the field goal, go up six. And if they beat you there, they beat you. But how the game, as a head coach, you have to take the game and you coach around the game. Oh man, our offense is just not getting it done. Let's kick the field goal. And we got a strong defense. We believe in you guys. He believed in Brandon McManus to kick a 62-yarder week one. Believe in your defense to get the stop. But instead, Hackett says he calls a play action. But Russ just stared one guy down, throws a pick. Now you're up three. Everyone knew right then. Uh-oh. Surprised Indy didn't drive down at that point with all the momentum just zapped. They're all saying the right things. They believe in Russell Wilson. They're behind Russell Wilson. That's what they're saying to the media. Boy, I just don't know. B-Rad, if I wanted to sit around and watch a bunch of guys not score all night, I would have just taken all the hooligans to a bar. Yeah, seriously, man. 25 minutes after the hour. Reaction Friday. It's a football Friday. Angel's going to be running the show at noon. We'll be playing back some of my interviews that I've done setting up the college football weekend. You got CSU Nevada tonight. Oh, my goodness. I'm ready for baseball playoffs. Like, let's get to baseball playoffs, please. 26 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Some good Foo Fighters there to hopefully help us out a little bit. John says the Broncos have been about next year ever since the Russell Wilson trade. We talked about maybe this year is not where they're going to be. Like, it's not like playoffs or bust necessarily for this team. But I don't know about the Broncos fans. Listen, I'll tell you what. I was mad at Broncos country for a while. I'm not. I was at that game, and this fan base is becoming a stronger fan base. It's crazy. This is a strong fan base, a smart fan base, and we're not used to this. 6 years, now this was supposed to be it. John Elway stepped back or up or left or right or whatever, and George Payton comes in, and you trade for Russell Wilson, you get Nathaniel Hackett, and you're thinking, okay, this is time. Broncos country, let's ride, let's do all this stuff, and here you are. Tim Patrick's tweeting out right now. Tim Patrick, of course, out for the season.
Yeah, Tim Patrick tweeted this this morning about an hour ago. None of this will be forgotten. Make sure y'all keep showing your true colors.
What does that mean? What does that mean? If you actually are good, the Broncos players are going to what? No, this is a fan base that pays a lot of money to come out and see you. And this is a fan base that is starving for some success. Yes, they won a Super Bowl 6 years ago. But this is an organization that even if they're not winning Super Bowls, they're in the thick of it. Not the past 6 years. And now you've invested your future and your money in a guy that doesn't seem like, it just doesn't seem like you're getting what you paid for. You see, that's the thing. People get mad at my defense, though. Brady, you might want to pump the brakes on the defense thing. It was just 5 days ago. They gave up over 200 yards rushing and couldn't get a stop when they needed it. And Indy had the 32nd ranked offense heading into last night's game. Houston and Seattle not scary on offense, and Jimmy G was awful in his first game. The defense is okay, but not as great as you think. The Bulls injury is kind of big. Yeah, Garrett Bulls breaks his leg. He's out for several weeks.
I think with the Broncos defense, they're solid. They're a very bend don't break defense, but you can't play that way for four quarters.
No,
they just
you can't
do it.
And listen, are they the greatest defense in the league? No, I do think they're good, and they're also missing their starting safety, their best player second best maybe. Patrick Surtain's probably there now. No, I still think this defense is like an A-. Yes, I absolutely do. And you can only play who's in front of you. And yeah, they were bad against the Raiders. They were, but the rest of the season they've been pretty good. So I'm not going there on the defense. And now Garrett Bowles is out. Brady, over, under on the Broncos versus CU. 38? Under.
Way under.
Under, man.
I saw a prop bet yesterday. If you had put a dollar to say that no touchdowns would be scored,
yeah,
$1 would have got you 190.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do now? I mean, are we seriously at the point where Nathaniel Hackett might not last the season? We really are, aren't we?
It feels that way.
You got a new ownership group that didn't, you know, they didn't hire George Payton. They didn't hire Nathaniel Hackett.
They didn't trade for Russell Wilson.
They didn't trade for Russell Wilson. They bought this thing with all these, what they thought were bells and whistles included with the house. Now you get into the house and you go, whoa, who designed this plan?
Oh, the foundation's cracked.
Wow. Foundation's cracked. That toilet's not even hooked up. That's just sitting there. Plumbing's not even installed in this place. I don't know. I don't know where you go. Because now, I mean, last night was must win. So when I say must win, I meant must win. And now you've lost, and you are in a state of massive turmoil. Massive. D has been on the field way too much. How many three and outs have we watched? I don't know. How many three and outs have the Broncos had this year? Let's revisit your thoughts on the defense after the Chargers game. Let's do. I bet you the defense. I'll bet Justin Simmons will be back by then. It's listen, I have confidence in the defense. I do. But you can't be out on the field in the entire game. You can't constantly come up with big stops and then watch your offense do what they did last night. Nothing looks easy for this offense. The play to Courtland Sutton, the deep ball. That was a beautiful yard pickup. But the play was like, why are there two receivers in the exact same spot? They must have ran the same route. And then the ref, like, screws that play up, and you get a guy pull it down. That's the kind of stuff that's been happening. I go back to Jerry Jeudy's touchdown against the Seahawks. That was a weird play, too. Most defenders, you know, 9 times out of 10, that, like, went right through the defender's fingers somehow. And Jeudy catches it and takes off. We've just had weird stuff that's happened. So the positives are like, that probably shouldn't have happened. Like, I tweeted this last night. I was like, Hackett coaches like I Madden.
That's exactly what I thought on that interception in the end zone.
3rd and 4, Madden players are like, we're going to go score a touchdown. I mean, it's a video game. It doesn't matter. But the logical thing to do, the safe thing to do, and again, if we're talking this is 38-37 back and forth, it's like, well, it's a Bills-Chiefs type game. Yes, you're probably getting more creative and trying to get a touchdown. But that wasn't this game. Like I'm saying, guys, you coach within the game. You watch football and you get the sense 6 points ain't going to do it here. We're going to have to go get a touchdown. We got to get a touchdown. So you die on that hill. If you don't get a touchdown, okay. But last night's game was a defensive game. So that's where you say, we go up 6. We force them to have to drive the length, from the 25 and try to get a touchdown to win the game. Odds are they won't, based on how the defense was playing. But instead, you throw an interception. And all the momentum was gone. And I truly believe in Uncle Mo. All the momentum was zapped from that game on the interception. The Colts drove down. At one point, I thought, are they going to go in and score a touchdown here? Then they get the field goal. We go to overtime, and the fans leave. Fans were leaving that game to start overtime.
Yeah, there was still 30 or so seconds left on the clock, and the broadcast shows it. People just in droves leaving.
This was like a CSU game. I mean, I'm not knocking the CSU fan base, but I've been to games, I think it was CSU Nevada years ago. Games epic, back and forth. And the fans get up and leave like halfway through the fourth quarter. That's what that reminded me of last night. And I don't think that makes you a bad fan. You paid your money. You do what you want with the ticket.
Broncos country has every reason to be upset.
No question.
And it's justified.
Like Tim Patrick's tweet, I get it. It's us against the world. This fan base believes in this team and this organization and Pat Bowl, the Pat Bowlen legacy, and this is what we have now. You spend a lot of time and money on this team, and to get what we've seen so far, you have every right. Dixon says, Brady, take a look at the rest of the schedule outside of the Jets and Panthers. I doubt the Broncos will be favored in any of them. And those two will probably be within 3 points. Well, the Jags are on there too, right? You don't think they're going to be a favorite against the Jags? It's not good. 39 minutes after the hour, we got to take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Text lines open. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Beginner's luck. I liked the Wilson pickup, but was always skeptical of his brand and imaging. Now I wonder if that's a way bigger deal in the locker room. What I heard is he has an office. Like, he has an office near Nathaniel Hackett's. That stuff starts to bleed over when you lose. Dixon says, if it's at Jacksonville, no way they'll be favored. Jags aren't the pushover you think. I'm not saying they're the pushover, I think, anymore.
That game is in London.
I don't think the Jets are the pushover, I thought. And that game's in London. So, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's good to get out of the country. You know, I picked the Rams to lose tonight, but part of me just wants something so badly to be positive about. Wouldn't that be just juicy as hell if CSU comes out and wins and we're like, oh, okay, it's something good. Jay Norvell, save us. But I picked Nevada. Oh, boy. I was way off on the Thursday night special last night, but I don't even care. What is life? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Your reaction to last night's loss to the Indianapolis Colts. I'm heading down to Denver today. I know I have to interview Nathaniel Hackett, so that will be fun. That will be interesting.
You have a question in mind.
What was going on third down? I know we heard about it, but I want to get more into his brain. Talk to us about it.
I wonder how much Jerry Rosberg has to do with last night. With those critical
decisions. Did Jerry Rosberg call those, you think? Yeah, I mean, that was the idea, right? Was that the play call? Hey, third and four. 2:13 left. Let Russ cook. Because if that was it, whether it was Rosberg or Hackett, we missed. Nobody in that stadium would have signed off on, yes, let's drop back and pass the ball. Because am I wrong? It wasn't actually a play action, right? Was it a play action? Did he fake handoff? Did we do a fake handoff?
It might have been, but it was very slight.
It was very
slight. He was alone in the backfield when he made the throw.
I need to go watch that again. Yeah, because he was alone. Oh, my goodness. And then missing KJ Hamler in overtime. You see Hamler takes his helmet. He's losing it. I heard his post game again. He said all the right things, but dude, read between the lines. Nobody in that locker room is thrilled. Now, Tim Patrick's tweeting it out like, we'll remember this. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Do you not expect fans to be frustrated? They should be. This is the product that we've been given when we were promised a different product. Now, when Gary Kubiak was the coach and Manning was gone, and it was what, Trevor Siemian the first year post Manning, 9-7, what were the expectations? Ah, we just lost Manning. I mean, that's going to be tough. I hope this team can still find a way to be good. Maybe that defense will carry over and carry this football team. But I don't think the fan base was like 9-7 was, oh, colossal failure. The next year, Vance Joseph, new coach. Who was the quarterback then? Was it still Siemian or did Paxton? That was still kind of the Siemian-Paxton thing. So the expectations were still kind of like, yeah, maybe Siemian. And then you know, you go to the next year with Vance again and it's still kind of in that weird mode. Oh, we're frustrated. And then you go to Vic and it's like, okay, new coach, defensive guy. Who's the quarterback here? Case Keenum, all that stuff. Again, the expectations went through the roof when you brought in Russell Wilson. Changed everything. And that's why this fan base is like, you're giving it to us. Oh, you're giving us a quarterback. You're giving us this new, hey, maybe innovative head coach. And here we go. I'm for a radio host, I'm struggling to find the right words today. Because last night was one of the worst games I've ever seen for the Broncos. And I've seen some stinkers. I've seen the Josh McDaniels year, you know, where the Broncos had Kyle Orton and they lost to the Raiders like 59 to 20 or something like that. And that was awful. But they scored 20. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. We'll wrap up this hour. I know you got some fun stuff planned for the next 2 hours, Angel, so I'm looking forward to that. We'll play back some of the interviews throughout the week, setting the table for the college weekend. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Remember, the Rams, CSU Rams play Nevada tonight. What is that, an 8 o'clock kickoff? So fairly late game, but I need something positive, so I'm going to be begging Jay Norvell to bring us a W tonight. I want to be wrong. I want to be 0-2 in my picks. I would love to be 0-2. I don't care if I go 6 games under 500. I want to be 0-2 tonight. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And I just went back and watched that interception play, 3rd and 4. And it was a shotgun. You got Melvin Gordon lined up to the left of Russ. He, like, leans in to fake, kind of, but Melvin Gordon's already taken off. There was no fake handoff there. That was what you call a fake lean. Russell leaned left with the ball, but Melvin's not even looking. Like, that wasn't a play action.
It was like a water boy play. Like, he faked the fake.
He faked the fake. He pretended to fake. He thought about thinking. Faking. I thought about thinking, too. Might actually work. That play is the one that gets me more than anything.
It cost you the game.
The overtime play, that worked if Russ would have found the open receiver. The play design worked. This, what are we doing? Stop lining up in shotgun running the ball. Please. Can we just line up in I formation? You know I'm running. I know I'm running. I don't care. Garrett Bowles is out for the season?
Yes, Adam Schefter tweeted this out. Garrett Bowles is out for the season with a broken leg, and Ronald Darby is out for the season with a torn ACL.
Boy, and it sucks for those guys. I'm not laughing at the injury. That sucks for those guys. And Garrett Bowles, I know he's had some holding issues, but he's still like pushing dudes around in that run game. And Darby, you know, your second best cornerback. Is Chris Harris Jr. still around? I think he's retired, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, boys, it's getting rough. It's getting rough out there. Friday night football, though, we have a big night. Angel, you're taking over at noon, and then you've got football night in Northern Colorado coming up, leading into Greeley West, Greeley Central. So I'm looking forward to those programs. We have CSU playing at Nevada tonight. That's an interesting game. It is. It's not two good teams, but can the CSU Rams turn their season around, at least for one night? Can they get a win? I don't know if Clay Millen's playing. I don't know if we'll know until kickoff with the way these guys, it's like top secret information. But, man, we need something. We need something positive to happen. So, Angel, I know you got a lot in store for us, man. Talk a little bit about the college scene coming up, the NFL scene, more Broncos reaction, all that and more. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm excited, and yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be fantastic. Get the hooligans involved on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Maybe we can make more sense of this wacky world that we live in when it comes to Broncos country. Again, for me, good night, Northern Colorado. Angels coming up next for more of the whole show. We'll be back at it after 12:05, and then I'll be back on Monday.